Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
This morning, and if you're watching us by way of the World Wide Web, I want you to place your hand in that place right now. Right now, God heals, is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If He did it before, He can do it again, and He can do it tomorrow. If you have a condition, wherever you are, lift up your right hand wherever you are, and let's see. I hear God, there's a knee problem here, there's a waist pain, there's a pain in the stomach. If you are that person, lift up your hand. Let us see you. You're that person. There's a pain in the stomach. There's a pain at the back. That's your waist, your knee. And also, there's a pain in your chest. They call it chest pain. There's somebody here, you have a recurring chest pain. It comes in a particular season of the year. And you even expect it. If all these are the conditions that I just said is relating to you, lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift it up. Let us see. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is there another person here? 9, 10. Come on. Place your hand in that place. And if you are standing near them, just stretch your hands towards them. You have permission to release healing right now. You have permission to release healing. And I declare healing. Healing. Come on, pray specific prayers right now. Pray specific prayers.
I am the Lord.
Specific prayer. Pray for that waist pain. Pray for that knee.
I am the Lord. Your healer.
That shoulder pain is being resolved right now. That recurring pain that comes up yearly is resolved right now. It's resolving right now.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Pain in the genitals is being resolved right now. Those people we prayed for, because Because I always believe it's not that you are not walking in faith. If God says he can do it and we have prayed, we need to check if he has done it. Not because. Somebody there received her healing for what? Stomach pain disappeared right now. Come on, I thought you would clap. You see? Come on, go ahead, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Wednesday morning or the fourth day of the week, our son started talking about stomach pain from 2 a.m. up until past midday. So I know. Sometimes you may say, oh, just more pain. You want it to come near you? No. There is nothing that is small. There's nothing that is too big. God can erase it. Can I get another one? You can test it. Not the one you can... Huh? Is what? 50%. 50%. Let's give God praise for that 50%. Let's give God praise. I always like to see what God is doing. Miracles and healing are two different things. Miracle is instantaneous. Healing takes a process of time. Sometimes it merges as one. So you're prayed about healing does not mean that it might go instantly and might go. You know, Jesus needed to pray for somebody twice. If he prays for somebody twice, that means like I'm permitted to pray 2 million times because he said greater things I will do. Oh, you didn't get it clearly. I won't bring a theology that does not match Jesus. Anybody that came to Jesus was healed. Every person that came, when they cried for help, they were healed. There, no doubt, there are people I will pray for, they will not be healed. I won't say, oh, is their faith, is their lack of faith. It does nothing to my soul. It makes me to doubt God. But I need to take Jesus aside and say, why can he not be? So I cry to God in the secret place, and I take risk in the public. Amen? If you got healing from 0 to 10, and the pain has left either two or 3 or 4, and it has reduced from 10 to 4 or 10 to 6 or 10 to... Can I lift up your hands if you are such a person? Come on. That's number 1. That's 2, 3, 4, 5. Wave your hands before him. Just wave your hands. Wave your hands. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Please be seated. I just felt that as we come here, the atmosphere was so charged that there was an healing anointing present to heal the sick and to break every form of demonic activities and every work of darkness. Please help me appreciate the music team. I'm sure the music person, Jerry, should be there. Just walking along with me. We have started a series. We have been on the 21 days that started on the fourth day of the week that started, on the fifth day of the week that started by 6 p.m. On the sixth day of the week that started 6 p.m. on the fifth day. Amen. 8th of January 2020 in your calendar is Friday. True of us? True. Let's assume I'm right. 8 is Friday, but actually Friday starts by 6 p.m. on Thursday. And that's how we started the prayers, 5 p.m. I'm sure many people did not understand. Why are they starting today? I thought it was tomorrow. They say, why do you begin a new day in the evening? You begin a new day in the evening because it says morning, evening and morning, day one. To us, we count a day morning and evening. But God's calendar counts it evening and morning. That's why it says, when a new day starts, go and sleep. Signifying that you are supposed to walk from rest. But the word will tell you, walk and rest. But God says, walk from rest. How? In Genesis chapter 1, the only day that God created and there was no evening, there was no morning, was the seventh day. And that's the only day man saw first time. So man was born into rest. and the rest has no end. That's why Apostle Paul said, labor to enter into his rest so that you cease from your works. And the only rest that is available is the rest when you host the presence of God. So welcome once again to the 21 days in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, one thing happened to me as I was reading, going through the manual. I hope you have the manual, 21 days. It is on our online shop, ffi.ng/shop. Today, the third day that we end this evening and the fourth day we start, something struck me that was said in this manual. On page 7, it said, we cannot do life on our own. We cannot do life on our own. The Christian race is boring without the Holy Spirit. You will not like it. You will be discouraged all the time. Every time you feel discouraged, it means your tank is low. You need to go and refuel. A drunk man is never unhappy. It's only when he's getting sober. He now knows that he lost money yesterday. But if he's high, you can see somebody that is high on spirits. You know, there are two different types of spirits. When somebody is high on spirit, he can be sleeping with his head and he's comfortable. It's only you that is complaining about his position. But there's another high. You have to be high in spirit. And there's no high like the Most High. I present to you another high. If you are thinking too much about money, thinking too much about tomorrow, you are not drunk. So you need to go into the bar again and drink. Don't be drunk, be wine, but in essence, but be drunk. So every time you start thinking, worrying about tomorrow, what you eat, what you drink, you are not a drunk man. You are sober. You are getting sober. You are not getting low. You need a feeling. And in these 21 days, we are asking, Lord, fill us again. Not only that, we are activating to be filled throughout the year. I don't want to be sober this year. Welcome to the second service. We started the three services again this week just because of the space and also not to violate some things. It's not because we are afraid of a disease. I want to make that clear that we are afraid of. The disease has come and disease will still be coming. Jesus took 40 stripes. For medical science, they have 39 classes of diseases. He took 40. One, called for unknown disease. In other words, if a disease mutates again, I took it long ago. You can bring it back and do it. I heard a testimony of a young guy in the children's church wearing face masks. Who later he told them, I'm not wearing face mask because my mother said if I take communion, I cannot be sick. So, out of the mouth of babes. And he has started a revival in school. They say if he does not wear, they will not wear too. And he told said, my mother told me if I take communion, I can't be sick. You can't arrest him now. You can't jail him. God will use your children this year. God will use our children this year to proclaim the word of the Lord. Amen. In Acts chapter 1, verse 3 to 8, I have less than 20 minutes to do this. After the sufferings of his cross, Jesus appeared alive many times to these same apostles. Over a 40-day period, Jesus proved to them with many convincing signs that he has been resurrected. During these encounters, he taught them the truths of God's realm and shared meals with them. Jesus instructed them, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait here until you receive the gift I told you about. The gift the Father has promised. For Jesus baptized you in water, but in a few days from now, you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Every time they were gathered together, they asked Jesus, Lord, is it the time now for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? He answered, the Father is the one who sets the fixed dates and the times of their fulfillment. You are not permitted to know the timing of all that he has prepared for his own authority. But I promise you this, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you'll be filled with power and you'll be my messengers to Jerusalem, throughout Judea, the distant provinces, even to the remotest places on earth. Today I want to talk about empowered by his spirit. Empowered by his spirit. You see, Jesus came in the time of the colonial rule where Rome was ruling Israel. And when he came, they knew he was the Messiah, and Messiah would remove them from oppression. But he came with another form of freedom. Not the freedom that is external, but the freedom that is internal. Why give somebody an external freedom when he's not free on the inside? So we have so many independence, but people are not really free in that country. Because why? There is a freedom that must come inside of you that will grip your heart to the extent that all around you, you might find oppression, but you are not under that oppression. And so what did Jesus say? It's not about removing them, bringing an occupation force, a literal force to remove Rome from Israel, but I'm releasing a freedom inside of you, and that's the promise of the Father that will come inside of you. And what will happen is that you will become a messenger of a kingdom of another realm that will take over this whole kingdom, including the kingdom that you were in before. That's why the Holy Spirit came. You see, the Holy Spirit is not for you to fall in church, but you will fall. Am I making sense? It's for you not to shake, but you will shake, because some things, God needs to shake some people because of bad beliefs. They need to shake some belief away from you. You should be shaking like this and shake everything away. I'm telling you, some of you need to laugh because it's been long you laughed. Things are not, you have a problem. There's a book written by C.S. Lewis called Surprised by Joy. May joy locate you this week. You didn't get it. May joy locate you this week. A drunk man is ever smiling, no matter what you do to the baby. He will tell you, I will buy a airplane tomorrow. Don't worry. Meet me. And that's how you should be drunk in the spirit. You see, he said, I'm going to give you, the Father will release the promise of God that your it's not about your external oppression. It's about you are free on the inside, then you can bring transformation on the outside. Every external transformation without internal transformation does not last. Why? Because we have seen it. The schools were renovated, they were painted and everything. One time we got to one school, they have hijacked the door, they have bent the window, they have done everything. They have even padlocked the toilet, because when they use the toilet, they don't clean it. So they just closed it for monument for them to say, where's our toilet is this? But we cannot use it because it cannot be maintained. Why? Because it's external transformation without internal transformation. And so the Holy Spirit was given, empowered, and given to the people. And say, you know what? This is what will happen. You will see oppression. You will look at oppression. You will laugh. Because you can't do anything to somebody who is free on the inside. You can never. Money will not terrorize you. Situation will not terrorize you. You can be at peace in a world front and not have peace in your bed. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And you can't do life, you can't do the kingdom work without the Holy Spirit. That's why people just say, I'm tired of this whole situation. Christianity is not working. Who told you? Because you are trying to do it with your head. Christianity is not a set of beliefs, it's relationship. It's relationship with the one that sent. You see, Jesus, the same empowerment that Jesus had is the same one he gave to us. He was sinless and he was empowered by the Holy Spirit. In fact, he was born, and Pastor Mercy was reading it today. He was in the Holy Spirit incubated the mother, and he was formed. And when he wanted to start his ministry, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Huh? When he was going, before he go, he was admonishing his disciples, I will send you this person that will stay with you. He's the one that empowered me. And he was going, in Acts chapter 1, he said, you shall receive him. You see, that same way he was empowered, we are right. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we are empowered by his Spirit. You are not ordinary. The only thing is that you look at yourself as ordinary. You think you cannot bring solutions because why? You don't have the right connection and the right position. All these are nonsense. You have the position. You have been empowered. Your identity is in him. Your significance in life is not measured by your achievements. It's measured by your identity. And you are the child of God. And so you cannot do the kingdom life without the Holy Spirit. The Trinity is not God the Father. The Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and any other, not any other. It's not God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Bible. No. And the Holy Bible, no. It's not God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Encounters. No. It's not God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Man of God. No. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's not three gods that we are serving. It's one God with these different manifestations. And you know what? God has possessed you. Lift up your hands, say, I'm possessed. Come on. Some people say, Pastor, what are you saying? Possession is not a negative word. You have been imbibed by the Holy Spirit, and God is not roommates with the devil. You may have other things going on, but you must understand that every believer, as you receive the Holy Spirit, the same empowerment, but maturity is different. Every soldier has a gun, empowered differently, but some are snipers. So the Holy Spirit empowers you. The Holy Spirit empowers you, one, to take spiritual dominion. To take spiritual dominion. So when we are talking about the dominion mandate, it's not to dominate one person, but it's to dominate circumstances. And to take spiritual dominion over a city, over a family. That you will come into a business and said, as long as I'm here, there is no demonic activity over this business. Why? Because you have spiritual dominion. That's how powerful you are. That's our power. God inhabiting you. I'm sure I should repeat it again. God on the inside of you. Not only on the inside of you, upon you too. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says, and I promise you this, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you'll be filled with power and you'll be my messengers to Jerusalem, throughout Judea, the distant provinces, even to the remotest parts of the earth. In Acts chapter 5, verse 8, talking about unlearned men. Verse 28, Acts chapter 5, verse 28, unlearned men. And you know what the Sadducees said? He said, you have filled Jerusalem with your teachings. What possessed them? You flogged them, they said, okay, you can flog me. Civil disobedience was gotten from Jesus by Mahatma Gandhi. When Jesus said, you can't take my life. You can't take my life. I laid down my life and I pick it up again. And they said they were happy, they were beaten for the sake of the gospel. But they have filled Jerusalem with their teaching with people who did not go to school. And you know what? I know you are looking for your strength, but most times look for your weakness, because his strength is made perfect in your weakness. That's why you see people, I've seen somebody who did not go to school, a mechanic, is writing books now that seminaries are using. Because I've never seen who certified Bill Gates. But he's certifying people. It's all right. Toby, you are empowered to take spiritual dominion. And that's why you can say, not on my watch that this thing will happen in my city. Not on my watch that this thing will happen in my family. Not on my watch that it happens in my marriage. He said, oh, what are you supposed to do? Do you know what Jesus said? He said, greater things you will do. He said, I will release the Holy Spirit inside of you. And you know what? You'll be my messenger. If God sends you a message, he empowers you. If he sends you on an errand, he will empower you. The next thing the Holy Spirit empowers you is for courage. Yesterday I was in an interview and they were talking about setting goals for 2021. And the person was asking, how do I move? There's this fear around. Nobody planned for COVID last year. How many of you planned? And said, by March, there will be lockdown. We can't go anywhere. We can't even look at any person. I remember telling where most times in the pastor's meeting, and I always ask them, 5 years ago, I say, what something happens and we cannot have church? And we cannot meet physically. What will you do? And at the beginning of that pandemic, I told them that I'm an essential worker. Even some countries, they were selling alcohol as essential drink. Then why would people that take care of the soul of men not be essential workers? And so we're more busy. We're busier than in that season than ever before. And we had to look for creative ways. And the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. So I told them, I said, you have to have courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. And you cannot be angry and say, courage, come. No. No. You don't think your way into courage. You are empowered into courage. And when the Holy Spirit comes, you will be able to say some things you cannot say normally. And you will tell yourself, I cannot. And that's why I told Joshua, I said, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. You need courage for the assignment you have been given. Courage to say no and courage to say yes in the face of adversity. Courage to be like Caleb that said, 45 years ago, that same strength that was in me, 40 years ago, that same strength that was in me is still in me now. An 85-year-old man and saying, give me this mountain, I will take it. Why? Because there's something bubbling on the inside. There's something you know that others do not know. And you know what? The Holy Spirit will guide you into that truth. And people will be wondering, why are you taking this decision? It's what you know that they don't know. In Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 16, Peter stood up with the 11 apostles and shouted to the crowd, listen carefully, my fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. You need to clearly understand what's happening here. These people are not drunk like you think they are, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. This is the fulfillment of what was prophesied to the prophet Joel, for God says. You must understand one thing. This is Apostle Peter. Days before, they were hiding in the upper room. Not only that, a young girl confronted Peter. 50 days ago or more. And said, do you know this man? He denied. The lily-livered Peter is now the one that stood before a crowd, not minding whether he would die, and preached a message. And the Bible says 3,000 souls were added that day. Ah! It's a greater thing you will do. You know why? I have never seen 3,000 people give their life to the Father under the ministry of Jesus. When they came to meet him, it was for food. Jesus even understands. He says, it's not because of my teaching. It's because I fed you last time. That's why you are coming. And they met somebody in power. Listen, there is nothing stopping you. We are the only one stopping yourself. If you allow yourself to be yielded and take the step it tells you, and you know what? God will never tell you the 1 to 10 steps. He will only tell you 1 or 2. That when you do 2, it will show you 3. For your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lamp unto my feet, just necessary for you to take 1 or 2 steps. Just close to you. When you go take 1 or 2 steps, you can open up the new reality. We say, why will you not tell me this? If Joseph knew the way to the palace, he won't leave the father's house. It's only after he has gone to the palace that we motivational speakers can now be talking. Pastor can now be preaching 7 steps to the palace. If he knew it, he won't go. He won't go. No, he won't go. I pray courage over your life. That even as you wake up every day, you will say, Spirit of the living God, empower me with courage. I bless you with supernatural courage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To speak with boldness for conviction. That's where the Holy Spirit comes. That as you begin to speak, you see, as you spoke, the Spirit entered into me. There is something that happens. And you see, you know what? When we talk about conviction, people think, oh, it's just to give their life to Christ. No, it's also to change beliefs. It's also to win people. It's to tell people about the kingdom realm. They may not understand who God is, but they will understand when you are delivering some things to them. That came, is that conviction. But I also pray that people, when they hear the word of God, they will not say, So we pray in our open heavens prayer, apostolic prayer, Lord, release the spirit of conviction. It's not the accurateness of your grammar that makes people to give their life to Christ. What did Apostle Peter, listen, where he quoted from, go and read it, whether it's correct. He quoted from Joel. Abi, go and read it. What he said is exactly what is in Joel.
I'm sure he had it. He can't even remember. And God, and the Holy Spirit says it's correct. And the spirit of conviction came. In Acts chapter, in 37 and 38 of Acts chapter 2, he said when they heard this, they were crushed and realized what they had done to Jesus. Deeply moved, they said to Peter and the other apostles, "What do you need to do, brothers?" Peter replied, repent and return to God. And each of you must be baptized in the name of Jesus, the anointed one, to have your sins removed. Then you will take hold of the gift of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of conviction. This week and this year, this is the year of the connection of divinity and humanity. The year of 5781 is the year where we talk about the supernatural workings of God, that where people will come into alignment, where people will rise up. Because how many, I'm sure some of us have not asked ourselves, how many people have given their life to Christ through my hands? But most times when we go to God, "Lord, this is what you have not done for me. This is what you have not done for me." He said, "But I did this one." He said, that breakthrough is still. Are you not the one that said, "Forget not the former thing. Remember not the former things. Do not consider the things of old, for you do a new one." And say, "But also, did I not say to you, ye are gods, that you also should forget about the former thing you did for me?" And the question we should ask ourselves is that, when the Bible says he that wins souls is wise, that means that he that does not win soul. No, I didn't say so. You are the one that said so. The more people you care for, the more resources will be given to you. So why give you resources when he knows you will waste it? You know, sometimes when I look at, sometimes I just, the Holy Spirit asks me, say, "Just check people's statuses, your children." I know I just sit back and I laugh. Let me tell you this thing. Everything you are doing now as your own business or your own career has expired it. Civil servants is the worst. Civil service are not there. 35, whether you are tired or you are not tired, you are asked to be tired. Yeah, no, you will get to a stage, you will have the money. Later, you now say, "What is this money for?" Because this life is like a hotel. You check in, you check out. Nothing. But the truth of it is that, and I need to tell you, because you saw that I told them, he gave you those things so that people will see your good deeds and give God praise. And come to you and say, "What is it?" You see, Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy. He said, "Tell the people rich in this world not to be conceited." You see, there's a first thing that comes to you when you begin to have money. It's the first sense of security and pride. And most times, we as believers who do not have that thing will not feel cheated. Never. You have spiritual dominion. Every time I look at people and I tell them, "Oh, you need to get this, you need to get this." I say, "I don't believe in money. I believe in provision." You don't need money to buy it. You need to get it. And he can bypass money and give it to you. And lastly, you must understand that he comes to impact apostolic grace He comes to impart grace for apostolic community. Grace for apostolic community. Let me tell you. Salvation is a family-creating event. Salvation. You were born again into a family. You are not born again with personal Lord and Savior. And you are born again into a family. Why? You need to be matured. You need to train yourself. The fruit of the Spirit cannot be developed in your life by being in the mountain. The fruit of the Spirit is developed with our constant interjection around ourselves. Where are we annoying you? You are annoying me. where I need to shout, but later I'll not say no, I have to be patient. Patience is not developed because you pray for patience. Patience is developed when you pray for patience, they bring the testing. Then when you don't pass, you repeat class again. And it's not in a hurry. It's not in a hurry to graduate you. It's only in university that will say, you have spent 11 years, come and be graduating. No, God is not in a hurry. Because in heaven, he wants to see Jesus in you. Can't you see why you are always telling yourself, I always have anger. People always annoy me. And when you are angry, you start stammering. Then when you finish the anger, you are tired. More than ever before, we need the family now. When the Holy Spirit comes, the Bible says they were in one accord. They pray. You see, what prayer does is that as we pray together and seek his face, it is in that place we will now begin to look at ourselves. I love you. Not because you did anything. Maybe this week you should pray and say, Lord, inhabit me with supernatural love. If he inhabits you, you will get to meet some people. You won't tell them you love them. They will come around you and they will feel loved. They will come into your home and you didn't tell them, they will feel loved. That's the supernatural nature of love that will come your way. People will encounter you and they don't know why they are attracted to you. And if you do not recognize it, you may let it go. And that's why every day you just go, Lord, I'm in a community. Let this grace impact my community. I don't want to do my race alone. The reason why many of us are not maturing from children to young men or to fathers is because there's nobody looking up to you. If somebody gave his life to Christ in your hand, you will go and read Bible to explain because he will ask questions. He will have many questions. Many questions. Why did they say this one? And they say, no, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm tired now. Really, you are tired because your brain is not working well. You will now go back and listen. All the messages that they have been preaching to you, you will quickly go and learn. But when you are yourself, you just say, I better preach a message to me. Let me hear. I beg. You are feeling constipation is happening. You are vomiting on everybody. This one says, why are you doing like this? Why are you doing like this? Too much this thing. Well, when you are deploying and you are empty, you need to go and feel again. May God release the grace for apostolic community in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us walk in tandem with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. That will look at one another and say, I love you. Look at one another and make room for their excesses and make room for that. Listen, your problem may be bigger than you, but it's never bigger than your spiritual family. May be bigger than you, but not bigger than your spiritual family. You must understand that clearly. It's not bigger than your spiritual family. And when the Holy Spirit came, the people, you know, when I look at the early church and people say, oh, I want to go back to that. Do you know the problem they have? Plenty problem. Plenty problem, plenty. I've seen people say, I come to church. Why is all this like this? If you be in that early church, you see Paul and Barnabas arguing. John is not going with me in this journey. He's not going. I refuse him. Barnabas said, why? We have to allow him. They shared their team. You go, I go. And God was still working with the two teams. That's the painful thing about the love of God. Because Barnabas was mature enough. He was the one that brought Paul in. Paul knows the exigency of the word of God. But Barnabas understands the heart of God. And it was later Paul wrote to Barnabas, send me John. When Paul was writing letters to Galatians, say Peter was even joining in their hypocrisy. Do you think it was social media news? No. He was writing to church and telling the church people. All those letters you read, please, it was not published on newspaper. Because some people say, go to media and tell them. You don't talk to a brother on social media, you talk to him in the locker room. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your hands to heaven. One thing I want you to pray. Empower me. Empower me to see the way you see. Empower me to love the way you love. Empower me to release grace, to release dominion in the place you want me to do. Come on, lift up your voice. This is not a time to pray silent prayer. Lift up your voice. Empower me by your Spirit. Empower me, sweet Holy Spirit. Empower me, sweet Holy Spirit, to see the way the Father sees, to love the way the Father loves. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. I've sensed that God is releasing supernatural love into somebody's heart today. You have taken a decision of what you want to do, but there is a liquid fire of the love of God just coming into your heart now, melting all those stands you have, all those things you have against that person. Come on, lift up your voice. I want to hear you pray. I want to hear you pray. I want to hear you pray. Ask for an empowerment from the Holy Spirit today. You need another infilling. One baptism, but different feelings because we different infillings because we leak. Come on, lift up your voice. 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 Gara kabasokora kariabara. Bare kabasokora karia. Bara kabasokora kariabara ruskara. Zibala kariabara ruskara. Rakabasokora. Bara kabasokora karia. Re. Rokabasokora kariabara ruskara karia. Zabara kabasokora kariabara ruskara. Zabara kabasokora kariabara ruskara. Zebara kabasokora kariabara ruskara. Zebara kabasokora kariabara ruskara. Zebara kabasokora kariabara ruskara. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Bare kabasok. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We appreciate you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to lift up your voice right now and say, Lord, we need grace for apostolic community. We need grace for apostolic community. Pray for the local body of Christ you belong to, and also the national body of Christ in our nation, and even the global body. More than ever before, we are seeing polarization within the body of Christ. And Jesus prayed for one thing, unity. Unity. He prayed that we will love ourselves to the extent that people will see us and know that we are his disciples. Come on, lift up your voice and pray for grace to be imparted into our lives for apostolic community. Let it start with us and begin to extend even to other churches going through one turmoil or the other. We pray, Lord, for grace to be imparted upon them for apostolic community. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Pray. Pray for the church. Pray for the church in Nigeria. Pray for the worldwide body of Christ in the nations of the world. That grace for apostolic community. No more divisions, but unity. Let there be diversity of gift and let us respect one another's gift. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Pray. Pray for that. Pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the church. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Father, we thank you for today. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Help us. Help our nation. Help the body of Christ. Impact upon this local assembly the grace for apostolic community that will love one another supernaturally and remove every form of obstacles that doesn't make us to connect with one another. Sweet Holy Spirit, incubate us afresh. Incubate us afresh. Let us have what is called one accord in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.